Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Tim Irwin's here. Tim's been a longtime member of our Brain Trust, our good friend, for over 11 years. Licensed psychologist, adjunct professor of psychology at the University of Georgia, managing partner of Irwin, Inc., author of all the important books on making sure that you put your best foot forward with your teams. I think we've launched every one of his books, all the way back to Run with the Bulls. And his new book is called Extraordinary Influence, How Great Leaders Bring Out the Best in Others. And he's here to talk to us about this. And you're gonna be smarter when Tim joins us. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Hey Jim, great to be with you always.
It's good to have you back. You know, Tim, like you, I was part of the corporate scene for 23 years, all the way up to being the president of a company. I've been working with them for all these years since, all the way up to, the biggest Fortune 10 companies, some of them. And even as tight as they are with payroll these days, they got people everywhere. They got directors of left-handed widgets that are painted paisley. You know what I mean? They got people for everything. In a small business, we don't have that. We got four people doing the work of 10 people, and we can't afford for the relationships between everybody, the leader, the founder, the managers, the employees. We can't afford to not have that organization running smoothly. And we always need help with this, and you always do a good job of helping with this. Why is this so important?
Well, Jim, number one, it's always a privilege to bring out the best in other people. And I don't care if you're a small business owner, a parent, a coach, a teacher, a military leader, whatever. We want to bring out the best in others. And I think people generally want to give their best. And so part of our job as leaders is to bring out the best. And of course, what I've said in this new book is we've now learned from brain science what helps do that. Mm-hmm. And oddly enough, it's affirmation, affirming somebody, affirming what they do, affirming who they are, does tremendous things to the brain. I mean, it raises self-worth, but it improves self-control, increases productivity. I mean, that's if a small business owner wants no other justification to affirm people, is there's now scientific evidence that affirming someone increases productivity. And we've got to get the best out of other people. We don't have the luxury.
And you're not talking about blowing smoke on them. You're not talking about building people up when it's not justified. You're talking about not missing opportunities, aren't you?
Exactly. I'm not talking about manufacturing something as fake. I'm saying find something that person has done well, or find something about that person. The deepest kind of affirmation, by the way, is about someone's character. In other words, if you say, "Hey, I really appreciated the way you handled my customer. I think that showed great integrity." That's the deepest kind of affirmation we can get.
And not missing an opportunity. There are so many times, if you're paying attention, this has happened to me in my life. I've made the mistake too. I've missed opportunities. But if you'll be aware and make yourself available to the opportunity, and not miss an opportunity, it can be very powerful. I don't know if I ever told you this story or not, but when I was with Xerox, I was just a young, brand-new salesperson. I'd been out there for about 9 or 10 months, and I didn't know anybody knew me from anybody. So I showed up at a big statewide meeting, and the big boss was there. And I knew who he was. I had no idea he knew who I was. And with 8 or 10 people standing around, he was holding court. And I just kind of walked up and looked over somebody's shoulder to see what was going on. And in a minute, he walked through the group. And part of the people in front of me and walked up and poked me right in the chest. And he looked at my boss and he said, "I need you to hire more people like him."
Hmm.
You know how long ago that was? I've never forgotten that.
You're still talking about
Think about that. Think about that.
Yeah.
Exactly. You think I didn't have a fire coming out of me the next day going after some business?
Well, here's what happens. When somebody affirms you in that way, it goes to a really deep part of our brain. And it does all kinds of amazing, it releases hormones, it does amazing things, and it just leaves a tremendous impact. It even improves our immune system, if you can believe it. I mean, there are physical benefits.
I believe it. I want to add something to what you just said. I think not just what you say improves my immune system, but the way it makes me feel. And if I can feel successful, if I can feel fulfilled, that's a big difference. And I think that's something that a lot of leaders don't understand, is that our employees are just as desirous of feeling successful and fulfilled and accomplished. They're just as desirable about that in their assignment for you as you are to grow your company. And I think that's missed a lot.
I've never met anybody who went to work and said, as they got out of their car to walk into the building, says, gee, I wonder how I can really screw up today. I just don't think people are wired that way. I think that they want to succeed. They want to make a contribution. They want to give their best. But leaders are responsible for creating the conditions where that comes out the best. By the way, Jim, we've learned also from brain science a lot about criticism. And this is why in my book I say, let's ban that term constructive criticism. I mean, criticism actually brings out the worst in us. And I think we've got to stop using that as a way to manage people.
What are we replacing
now,
it with?
We can talk. Well, that's a whole other subject. I think we've got to. I mean, sometimes people need to be corrected. They need feedback about what they've done, that it wasn't quite the right way or that it didn't have the right outcome or whatever. But let me just camp on this one other thing. Our brains are wired for threats. They're constantly.
Mm-hmm. The reptilian part of our brain, fight or flight.
There you go. And it's called the amygdala. Mm-hmm. And if we engage the amygdala with criticism or impending criticism, the brain interprets that as a threat and shuts down the creative parts of the brain that are responsible for problem solving, innovation, the things that we really want out of people.
And that's one of the things you talk about in your book. You talk about how to engage that part of the brain. And when we come back, I'm going to get Tim to help us understand how to do that. Because sometimes in this tight little organization you have that has to hit on all cylinders, sometimes you have to deal with that. And as Tim says, sometimes you have people with a problem, and sometimes you have problem people. How do you know the difference? I'm going to get Tim to help us with that on the other side of the break. The book is called Extraordinary Influence by Dr. Tim Irwin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.